This is the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast, your go-to place for mindset transformation, self-empowerment, and personal development. I'm your host, Kayla. I'm a mindset coach for ambitious human beings who are wildly passionate about up-leveling themselves so that they can live a limitless life with ease. I'm here to show you how to create the life of your dreams and powerfully step into your full potential, and of course, live fiercely. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. I'm very excited to join you in this episode today as I share the breakdown of a very successful launch that I had back in the beginning of February. And I'm really excited to share this with you because every time I have a big triumph, I always want to share the behind the scenes, because if I were to describe the situation in terms of what happened, you know, the metaphor of an iceberg where you just see the tip, but then the base runs very deep. And we don't see that unless we're in the fucking water. And so I wanted to talk about specifically how I was holding myself back until this point to have a launch into a paid program from a free masterclass that generated 15K. I had over 200 registrants, there was over 900 replays, and I had over 150 people sign up onto my email list. And this was over the course of a couple of weeks. And so I know that leading with the quote results is always what quote catches the people's attention, because people want results. They think, oh, if she did that, I want to do that too. I get that. And I'm here to talk about that, but there's other things I want to talk about, which is what I dealt with all the way up until this point, because I've never heard of anyone share about their struggles as the way that I went through them. Because what we see online are people launching and we have no idea how many people signed up and we don't know how much money they made. We just don't know what the fuck happened. And then we assume, and then we compare ourselves and we think, oh my God, they did so great and I can't do that, or I can do that. And it's a lot of mind drama. And so I really want to unpack this today and normalize everyone's experience when they think about launching something. Launching, whether it's a paid offer, whether it's free, whatever the fuck it is, I want to have a conversation about this, of what it took in terms of the mindset and also what it took in terms of the strategy to make this happen. So just to give context, I started my business in January of 2019, and I will never forget when I first came into the online space. I knew from 2014 that I wanted to be a coach. So it wasn't until 2019, so 5 years later, that I decided I'm going to start an online coaching business and work from anywhere in the world. I didn't even know that it was a thing to make a lot of money online, and all like these crazy months back then where it was like 10K months, and now that seems like the norm because inflation, right? But I remember when I started my business, I thought, oh, I'm going to have a launch and I'm going to sell people into this program and I'm going to make all this money. And so the very first thing I ever launched was called Fierce Living. And it was a 4-week women's container. And I was personal training at the time. And so I'd actually had 7 women sign up, and I did weekly calls, and I had a workbook that I did with them, and I took them through the experience. And these women signed up because I had friends and clients from the gym who signed up. And then I had one client who had like 4 sisters sign up. And then from there, I created a second program called Fierce Manifestations, which started afterwards. And this was a one-on-one program. And I had 2 women from the first program sign up for the second program. And then I thought, oh, this is how it works, is you just launch and people sign up, and then you coach people, and you just do this thing. Like, that's how it is. And so after that, I had some other launches that I did over the last several years, and they kept flopping, and I didn't understand. I was like, I don't get it. Like, I've had people sign up before. Why aren't they signing up now? And I would do the thing. I'd host a masterclass, or I would do, you know, this early bird price, and then price goes up and sign up by this time and bonuses here. And I would do all these things that I saw people doing online. And I was just like, I don't fucking get it. Like, why aren't people signing up? Or I would still push myself to follow all the way through and be like, okay, I'm going to show up. I said I was going to do these 5 days in a row of live streams, and I'm going to show up and do it even if nobody joins me. And it really sucked. It absolutely sucked. And it defeated my ego, and it defeated even the good parts of me inside that wanted to help people. I developed beliefs that I don't know how to launch. I'm not meant to launch. This doesn't work for me. It works for other people. It doesn't work for me. I'm never doing a live launch again. So after about 2 or 3 years, I stopped doing live launches, and I was just like doing the thing where it was like, oh, get on the list, and this thing's pre-recorded and whatever, because I was avoiding being rejected. I was avoiding showing up. And then I actually used human design as an excuse. And I thought, well, I can't host a live if nobody's showing up because I have a completely open throat center and I meant to respond to things. So then I was justified in not showing up to serve people because, well, I need to be responding to things. Okay. And this really prevented me from getting my work out into the world because I was so fixated on the fact that I just didn't think people cared. I didn't think people were interested. I just didn't want to waste my time. And so I stopped doing these masterclass launches because it was really frustrating and I felt like a failure and I felt like a fuck up. And it was just, I just couldn't understand why it wasn't working. And that was my first mistake. My first mistake was getting so fixated on two things. One, people aren't listening, and therefore I make it mean that there's something wrong with me as a person. And I never actually considered the strategy. So when I used to launch masterclasses before, I was very focused on the energetics. I was journaling about, these are the women that are signing up. This is how much they're paying. I'm going to make 10K, 20K, 30K, whatever it is. And I'm doing the energetics. I'm doing the energetics. And I'm throwing slides up on my stories. And I'm posting on Instagram. But I did not know the strategy behind it. And when I talk about the strategy, what I mean is that, yeah, I'm posting on social media, but I wasn't actually posting about the problems or the desires of those clients and how it relates to the masterclass that I was hosting and how that masterclass is a taste of my main program that I'm selling. There's just these very small tweaks that made a huge difference. And so as I went through this process and really discovered, like, and I told you, decided I'm not going to do masterclass launches. This is never going to work for me. There's something wrong with what I'm doing. It works for other people. I was so righteous. So here's the next thing that sabotaged me. I was so righteous because I had years of evidence of it not working. Like years of evidence. I remember there was a launch that I did in the summer of, I think it was 2021. And I had actually hired a VA to help me. And I was like, this is what we're doing. I did all the emails. I showed up. I was going to do the live. Doors open all the way through. No one signed up. And I remember for me, I was like really happy that I followed through in terms of the process, even if no one signed up. But it was also just, again, I was so unaware of how to write effective content and how to make a masterclass that was a representation of my program. I thought I was doing that and I wasn't. So there's that experience. But I also, like I said, I had to learn to prove myself wrong. If you're in the mindset of, I'm right, here's all the times it didn't work, then you're never going to do it again. But if you're never going to do it again, then you can expect the same results. So when I shifted that one mindset piece from, I'm right because here's all the times it didn't work, into, I'm going to prove myself wrong and continue to learn about effective strategy for launching. I'm going to continue to grow an email list. I'm going to continue to post and share on social media and find that rhythm. I'm going to prove myself wrong and I'm going to do this again. And so after having literally years of, you know, people not showing up, some people catching the replay, I remember there was a launch I did in the fall of 2022. And I had opened the card, everything was going on for 6 weeks. And I had decided, because I wasn't going to go live, wasn't going to show my face, that I was going to do the launch through my podcast channel. And I was launching this program called Illuminated Entrepreneur, and it was supposed to be, oh no, I think it was the Alignment Alchemy. That's what it was. I was launching Alignment Alchemy, and it was going to be this mastermind, and this is what we're going to do, and human design and gene keys and whatever. And I had one person sign up. And it was great because I was in the mindset of like, hey, if one person or 100 people sign up, I'm still treating this the way that it is. And I worked with that client. She actually re-signed and we continued to work together for probably 6 or 8 months. And so after that, I was just so convinced, like, I can't show up. I'm too exhausted. I had so many stories. But something switched for me in the last couple of months when I started to get really specific. I started to get really clear on my ideal client and my niche, and I started to look at how am I committed to being of service. And that is one of the key factors, is that you need to ask yourself, how are you committed to being of service to the people, whether one person signs up or 1,000? Like, who the fuck are you when there's everything and nothing available at the same time? Because you being a rock is what makes the difference. So in November, when things really started to shift, because I created Signature Program by Design and I was very clear on my ideal client and my niche, and I was posting consistently for about 2 to 2.5 months before I announced that I was doing a masterclass. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a 3-day masterclass. I'm going to, you know, I've learned a lot about content, how to post strategic content, in the sense I'm bringing awareness to problems, I'm speaking to the desires, I'm giving micro transformations, I'm giving macro transformations, I'm posting this many times a week, I'm using the same strategy to post in my stories every day. I'm just going to keep doing this all the way through, because I was committed to proving myself wrong and thinking, Kayla, so what if you have 4 fucking years of experience of it not working, or working a little bit but not all the way? You're going to go all the way through this time and gather the data to see what you can improve and go and refine the process. So that's another huge thing that I did, was I was more interested in 2 things. 1, being of service no matter who showed up. 2, really refining my process all the way through, because I was more interested in improving than I was getting the end result of X amount of people into a program. So as I decided that in early January, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a masterclass launch about Signature Program by Design. I'm going to do it over 3 days, and I'm going to talk about and take a piece of Signature Program by Design, and I'm going to teach the fuck out of it to whoever shows up. And I remember thinking, okay, maybe there'll be like 30 people who sign up. And I was thinking to myself, okay, if 30 people sign up for the masterclass, like, that would be amazing. Like, I would just be really proud of that. Like, just fuck it. Like, let's just do what I know I need to do. And as I started sharing in the beginning of January, and then leading into the second and the third week of January, and then I led the actual masterclass, and it got over to over 200 people signed up by February 13th, which was the last day of getting the replays, I couldn't fucking believe it. Because even though I had years of evidence of failed launches, of hearing a lot of no's, hearing crickets, people not being interested, I could not believe how continuing to move through that and not make it about me. And in this masterclass launch that I did, I made it about the people. And I was like, this is my fucking program, Signature Program by Design. I know exactly what I do in this program with my clients. I'm going to bring this into this masterclass and I'm going to blow it the fuck up. I don't care how many people show up. And the big thing is, the less you make it about yourself and the more you make it about other people, you silence the ego. Because if I'm not making it about me and I'm not setting specific numbers that I want to hit, and I'm really focused on the process and making sure this lands for people, I can't get caught up on, oh, there's only so many people that signed up. Oh, there's only so many people that watch the replay. Because those aren't the numbers that I'm focused on. I'm not focused on looking good or having high numbers. I'm focused on whether or not this is reaching the right people, whether or not people are seeing value in what it is that I have to offer, whether or not I'm creating an opportunity to support these female entrepreneurs to get their work out into the world through the lens of human design and gene keys. If you want to succeed in doing a masterclass launch into a program, you have to drop your ego. I had decided in the very beginning, I thought, okay, Kayla, you've done this so many fucking times and it didn't work. It's time to drop what you think is the truth and just focus on the process, focus all the way through. So that's the mindset piece, really making it about the people and looking at how can I be a contribution? Because here's the thing, for all the people that didn't sign up for Signature Program by Design in that launch in the beginning of February, I have built trust with them. I've supported them in having breakthroughs. Their eyes are on my Instagram. They're listening to my podcast and they're on my email list. I am being of service. That's what I'm doing. That's the priority. So when I decided that that's how I was going to move through this, it really gave me the permission to focus on the process, like I said. And when we look at the strategy over the last, I would say in the last 8 months is really when I got into this, but I was like, okay, if I'm going to be of service and I want people to understand the work that I do with human design, gene keys, and business, I need to get really fucking good at marketing, really fucking good at sales, and just really great at being of service. Like, what does that look like? How am I going to know if I am being of service? So I went and I learned about the different types of content to post. I learned about, okay, this is how I need to be consistent on Instagram so that my ideal audience finds me. I learned how to be collaborative and do podcast interviews on my channel and their channel and being able to share this in a way that builds relationships and trust and connections with my audience. Basically, what I'm saying is that I did the fucking work, even though I had years of evidence that doing a masterclass launch doesn't work. And I honestly believe that that is the reason why people succeed in their business, is even if they have so much experience of something not working and they decide that that is their future, that is what fucks you up. You have to decide that I've done this a lot of times, it's not working, and I'm going to do it again a little bit differently and gather that data and to continue moving forward. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, Kayla, if you had decided to not do this masterclass launch and to not implement the things that you have learned strategically about business, there would have been hundreds of people that would have not caught the replays, caught the lives. There would have been the handful of women that signed up for Signature Program by Design who are not working with you now, who are still struggling to try and create their offer and get it out into the world. Like, there would have been so many people that I would not have helped because I cared more about looking good and being successful than being a contribution. And so this has been one of the biggest initiations that I've had in my business in terms of really looking at what it takes to sell, to be a contribution, to be of service. And it takes a lot. It's not, you don't just throw up some slides and do some Instagram posts and then pray for the best. Like, you have to be so deeply rooted into what it is that you're bringing to the table that it's almost like, you know, you've seen this thing on Instagram where it's like, oh, you need to be Delulu until it's Trululu or whatever the fuck that saying is. But it's literally just eliminating yourself from the picture and looking at how many people can I help right now? How can I make this about them? How can I show up as a leader that is unapologetically going to show these people the results that they can get if they do this work? And it's all about being a contribution. Whether you're doing a free masterclass, a paid masterclass, you're doing a free program, a paid program, it's literally all about being a contribution. And that's what keeps you going through and prevents you from being burnt out, because you didn't create goals or certain things from this place of your ego to decide, you know, oh, if I get this many people to sign up or I make this much money, then I'm successful. Like, who fucking cares about how many people sign up or not? It is about being of service. And so this is really what I had to try on, because before, I didn't think I was a contribution unless I had X amount of people sign up or paid this amount or made this much money. And I know that literally this podcast episode is talking about the specific results, but I literally put that there as clickbait so I can talk about in the episode how it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about serving the people. And it's about being a leader for yourself and being a leader for others and not quitting because the first, the second, the 50th time you did something, it didn't work. And so I really wanted to share the behind the scenes of this process because I realized how important it is. And I actually love that I've spent years failing over and over and things not clicking because it pushed me to learn. And it's so funny because this is such a prime example of the 48th gene key. And I have the 48th in my attraction sphere in the Venus sequence. And it is the relationships. So I talk about the attraction sphere being like the relationships that you attract through your business. So I attract so many situations where I feel inadequate. And through that, I become resourceful and I have the wisdom to share with others. And all I want to do is to give that wisdom to others so that they too can also make an impact with the people that they want to work with. And so I want to normalize, like, I'm not even here to sell this process of being like, this is how much money I made and this is how much you can make too. I want you to be committed to what it takes to learn about showing up consistently, writing your content for your ideal clients, being in your stories and speaking directly to their hearts. Like, it's just being so connected to the work that you do matters. No matter how much money you make or not, that's what matters in the end, because that's the legacy that you're leaving, right? Is how many people can you help? And so this has been something that's been near and dear to my heart that I've been sitting with over the last several weeks. And it's interesting because, like I said before, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing wrong. And I had to continue to go back. I had to learn about content. I had to learn about emails. I had to learn about landing pages. I had to learn about how to create landing pages and content and emails that converts and what that looks like and how to schedule things and plan things over a period of time and then bring in human design and gene keys. And it's like, okay, I'm a woman. I'm not a dude. I have a menstruation cycle. How can I leverage my lunar cycle? How can I plan when I'm going to do my content? What is that going to look like? What is the journey that I'm taking people on? And so after I did this launch, that's why I started to look at, holy shit, I need to do a program where I show people how I did this launch, because I didn't have that over the last several years. I didn't have the start to finish every step of the way. This is what needs to be done to create that journey for your ideal clients to come and work with you. And that's why I started Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series. And so I'm really excited about this, because this is what I'm sharing online right now. Is I come from a background of repeated failed launches. And here's the thing that I'm going to tell you that I hope this supports you, because this is very important. Just because I have or you have done something less times well than not. So for example, I have years of examples of all the launches that didn't work. And now here I am sharing like, this went really fucking well. And I know how to do it. The wisdom that you've gained from what doesn't work is just as valuable as the wisdom that you've gained from the work that you've done where things worked out. And so I feel like when people are so fixated on the quantity of something, oh, once you've done something 10 times, then it's legit. It's like you don't even realize, like, people do not credit their failures, their learnings, their ebbs and their flows. They don't credit that, because society is incredibly focused on achieving things. And achieving things means, quote, getting it right. But even if you've failed at something or you produce a less desired result, they're still learning from that. There's still brilliance from that. That is still everything that you bring to the table. So in the Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series, it was really interesting because I started recording the videos and I thought, okay, initially I was like, this is going to be a self-paced program. I'm going to talk about how you launch start to finish. I'm going to talk about the content strategies, the emails that go out, the landing pages. I'm going to talk about how human design supports you in this, how to bring in your gene keys to set intentions. And I'm creating this. And of course, it was the day that I'm doing the recording about setting your intentions for your masterclass launch with the Pearl Sequence. And I finished that recording and I was sitting at my desk and I thought, there's something missing from this tutorial series. And I don't know what it is and it's driving me crazy. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks a couple hours later. This is so funny. I was literally at the movie theater with a group of friends, was watching Dune. I don't know if you've seen this, but I highly recommend it. And I'm watching this and I was, you know, the theme of the movie is that they're fighting for peace. Like they're coming together, they're getting it done. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, because the Pearl Sequence is all about being of service. It's all about collaborating with people. And I'm like eating my popcorn, I'm eating my M&Ms and my candy. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what's missing with Masterclass Maven. And I realized when I look back, I had this realization. I look back at the version of Kayla over the last several years who's launched over and over again and it didn't work, thinking that there was something wrong with me, thinking that I would never be successful, just completely throwing gasoline on myself, thinking I was failing. I felt so alone in all of those times. And I was judging myself and thinking like, I'm doing something wrong. There's something wrong with me. I kept putting myself into this tiny ass box and I thought Masterclass Maven is going to be a mastermind, a month-long mastermind where your specific focus is creating a masterclass launch for your paid program surrounded by a group of fierce fucking entrepreneurs who are also focused on being of service to the collective. And I was sitting there like eating my popcorn. I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. This makes so much sense. And my heart feels so full. And I can just see this process being so beautiful because I never got to launch with other women and get to share the ups and the downs and to get feedback and to just deal with in the moment the self-sabotage that would come up, the things that I was being right about that I needed to prove myself wrong. I never had the experience of being surrounded by people doing the same thing. And I thought this is such an incredible opportunity right now to be able to create this with, you know, the clients and the women that I work with are focused on contributing what it is that they know to make a difference with their clients. Every single person listening to this podcast episode, I know at some point has gone through some shit. And now you're here to help people make it through the shit that you also went through. And so I'm just so excited right now to talk about what's come from this. You know, if I had chosen to continue believing that I could not successfully launch, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I wouldn't be talking to you about the people that signed up for Signature Program by Design, how many replays there were, the email subscribers. I wouldn't be talking to you about that. And I also would not be talking to you about this possibility that I'm creating of a group of women coming together for a month to focus on launching their masterclass to get their service out into the world. And so you don't know what's possible when you decide to prove yourself wrong. And it's so funny because the ego is so entrenched in being right that when you go out and you decide to prove yourself wrong, you're actually choosing to be right about the thing that you want the most, which is making a difference with other people. And this for me, I just feel this fire inside of me. Like it's really evoking the version of you that is not here to fuck around. Like you're here to make a difference for people and you don't care what's happened in the past because you're committed to getting your work out into the world. You're committed to the process. You're committed to refining and learning your skills so that your work gets out into the world and makes a difference. And so this is what it comes down to. It's not about the numbers. It's not about the money. What you want are those conversations with your clients where they say, oh my God, thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for seeing the potential in me. Thank you for giving me these tools so that I could transform this area of my life. Like that's what you're here for. And so all of those moments where you felt like things weren't working out and you thought you could never launch another masterclass again and you relate to my story and you're like, holy shit, Kayla, you're speaking to my soul right now. Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series, the mastermind, is for you. And this is a beautiful opportunity and I'm so excited. The wait list is open until March 17th, which is Sunday, and the sale starts on March 18th. And the mastermind starts April 8th until May 8th. And I'm so excited because I want all of you women to come in here, and we're going to have 4 calls together where we dive into Q&As, we dive into how you're going to implement certain things in your business, all the little questions that would normally throw you off and have you quit early. You're going to push through that. And it's together we are going to impact as many people as we can in that month together. So if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I am here to prove myself wrong and to shift the stories that I have been telling myself so that I can show up unapologetically, expand my heart, expand my reach, then I want you to go into the show notes right now and check out the link for Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series. And you can sign up onto the wait list. And if you're listening to this episode months later, still check the show notes because I'll put the link there to sign up for the program, and you can do that on your own pace. But this first time through, I'm here to work with women, right? You're here to tap into my sacral energy. You're here to build some fierce, wicked shit in the month of April. And that is going to be the time that we do this mastermind style. And I think the really beautiful thing that's going to literally abolish all of your self-limiting beliefs is seeing all the different experiences that people go through, seeing all of the beliefs and the things that are important and not important, and what it means to actually follow all the way through so that you can connect with your clients and make a difference with them. So I hope that you listening to me today, you can see the importance of mindset, you can see the importance of strategy. But the real vein in all of this that runs so deep is being committed to follow through, because you're committed to being of service no matter what the fuck happens. And the ego that says, I need evidence and I need this, you're just going to gently push that to the side, and you're going to fucking decide that this is going to go how it goes for you. And that's the energy that I'm in right now. That is the energy of what I'm creating for Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope that if you are someone who has given up on launching because you've just done it over and over again, didn't get the results, and you're listening to this, this is your sign. This is like what I needed to hear in the last several years so that I could continue to move forward and be a contribution. Like, your work fucking matters, and it deserves to get out in the world, but you have to decide that you're the one to do that. So go into the show notes, sign up for the wait list, and if you have any questions, send me a message on Instagram at Kayla G. And of course, if you can please take a moment to subscribe to the channel and leave a review, I would love and appreciate you so much for that. And I'm really excited to see you inside Masterclass Maven Tutorial Series, because I'm just ready to unleash and help everyone get their work out into the world. So thank you for listening, and I'll chat with you in the next episode.